Our prayer is in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you because we know you will help us by your Spirit in Jesus' name. Even as we go into your word, we pray that you minister life to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're welcome in Jesus' name. So we'll conclude the Bible study we started on Sunday. It is by faith that we receive the benefits of salvation. It is by faith that we overcome Satan and the world system. It is by faith that we obtain good reports and so many other things. In fact, the Christian race is difficult to run or impossible to run without faith. In this study, we shall x-ray the concept of faith with a view to understanding the meaning and application for effective Christian living. So on Sunday, we looked at what faith is. We saw the different, from the Bible passages that we read, you know, the key thing we can take from there is that faith is believing the word of God, believing in the character of God, believing the promises of God, and then acting in line with what we believe. Praise the Lord. And then we also saw that there are examples of faith. There's great faith. There's faith as small as mustard seed. There's little faith. And then faith, vain faith, you know, that does not achieve anything. And then we also saw that the basis, the source and basis of our faith, you know, the word of God, you know, the character of God, the capacity of God, you know, and then to keep him, to do the things that he has said he will do. And then we also looked at why faith is important. We are saved by faith. Without faith, we cannot please God. And then as Christians, we are meant to walk by faith. And then we also looked at how faith works. We said that faith works by love. Faith works with action. Faith works with good conscience. And faith works by obedience. Praise the Lord. So today we'll go to question 4. Discuss the characteristics of faith from these passages. Romans 8:25, Luke 18:1-8, John 14:15, and Philippians 4:7. So anywhere you see, any of the passages that you get first, you read.
But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently.
Yes. Luke 18.
Book a parable to them, that men always ought to pray and not to lose heart. Say, There was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God, nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she may weary me. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to himself, to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
John 14:15.
Yes.
If you love me, keep my commandment.
Praise the Lord. Then Philippians 4:7.
Philippians 4:7, and
yes,
it says, and the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus.
Amen. So from these passages, can we bring out the characteristics of faith? What are the things that make up faith? From the passages we read.
You should first keep the commandments of God first. You should obey his word.
Obedience.
Yes.
Yes. Obedience.
From the passage I read, the characteristic of faith is peace.
Peace, yes.
When we have faith, we have peace.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Yes, other characteristics.
From Romans 8:25, we saw that faith is patient.
Yes.
When you believe that God will do it, you wait patiently. We won't seek alternatives. We wait patiently.
Yes, praise the Lord. Faith is patient. So we have seen obedience. We have seen patience. We have seen peace. We have seen love as well. And also in that Romans 2, we can also see hope. Hope is also a characteristic of faith. From where we read in Romans 8:25, hope is a characteristic. And then we also in Hebrews 6:12, Mommy has mentioned patience is also a characteristic of faith. So we now see that, you know, when we believe God, when we believe God and we're walking by faith, we will have peace. We'll walk in love. We will obey. In fact, it's difficult to exercise faith without obedience, because it's in obedience to the word of God, you know, that faith is exercised. And then when we believe God, we keep hope alive. You know, whether it takes 1 year, it takes 2 years, it takes 3 years, hope must be alive, you know, for it, for what we hope for, what we trust God for, to come to pass. Mm-hmm. Then trust. There are so many of them, just the ones that we listed here. And then, can we identify the things that affect our faith negatively from these passages? Matthew 14:30-31, then 21:21, Mark 9:23-24, and then James 1:6-8.
Matthew 14:30-31, and it says, "But when he saw the wind, when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, 'Lord, save me!' And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him, and said to him, 'O you of little faith, why did you doubt?'"
Yes.
Matthew 21:21, and it says, "And Jesus answered them, 'Truly I say to you, if you have faith and never doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and be cast into the sea, it will be done.'"
Praise the Lord. Yes, the next place, Mark 9:23-24.
"If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for him who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief."
And it says, "But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not oppose that a double-minded man, unable in all his ways, will receive anything from the Lord."
So can we identify the things that affect our faith negatively from these passages? What are the things that make our faith ineffective? Yes, you're saying something.
What makes our faith ineffective?
Yes, doubt. When we doubt whether it will come to pass or not. Yes. Other things. Yes. When we feel that the promise, you know, is delayed, is not coming to pass, you know, the person's faith might begin to fail. Yes. Fear.
In that place in Matthew 14, where Peter cried out as he, you know, saw the wind and all that, so fear can shake our faith.
Yes. If our fear is actually, that's actually the exact opposite of faith. When we are afraid, we cannot exercise faith. Praise the Lord. So, there are other things. There are other things from the passages that we read. There are other things that affect our faith. Yeah.
Double-minded person. You are neither here nor there. You have to take a stand. So, when you are double-minded, it will affect your faith.
Praise the Lord. Double-mindedness. It affects our faith negatively. Yes, out of unbelief. The boy's father, unbelief. You know, because what he can, Jesus, you know, imagine being with Jesus. And he was telling him, if you can, you know, make my son whole. Jesus said, if I can, because he knows he has all the powers to do it. If I can, that all things are possible to him who believes. The boy father now saw where he was missing it. He said, please, I believe. Help my unbelief, you know. That was the man's problem was just that of unbelief. And it's a problem of some of us. I mean, we know God can do all things. But like certain situations come and it's like, I know God can do all things, but this one, the way this one is so complex. This one is so complex, you know. I've never seen God do something like this for, you know, some other person and all that. How is he going to do it? No, that faith is not there, you know. The belief is not there that God is able to do it. And of course, when there's unbelief, faith cannot work. The two of them cannot work together. Praise the Lord. So we see that when we are afraid, when we doubt, when we are double-minded, when we walk in unbelief, you know, that it affects our faith. And then when it seems as if the fulfillment of the promise, you know, is delayed. And also challenges of life. You know, life challenges can actually affect one's faith. You know, maybe the person is coming out from this one, another one comes. You know, from that, another one comes. Or there are so many of them, you know, all at the same time facing one person. If the person's faith is not anchored, you know, on God and the word of God, it can actually make the person, it can overwhelm the person. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then, B, question B says, how can we strengthen our faith? Joshua 1:8, James 2:14 to 17, Romans 10:17, and Mark 9:24. How can we strengthen our faith?
What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Does also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead?
Yes.
Romans 10:17. And it says, So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God.
Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
So Mark 9:24.
I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief.
So, can we bring out how we'll strengthen our faith from these passages?
By hearing the word of God.
By hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing
praise
by the word
so
of God.
So we can strengthen our faith. Mark 9:24. The boy's father immediately exclaimed, I do believe, please help my unbelief. So there is a place of asking God for help to strengthen you. So if you notice that you are drawing back, you can always go back to this and ask him to pray. So that is how you...
Yes, praise the Lord. By praying, you know, the boy's father saw that actually the faith was not there. He cried to the Lord and said, and asked the Lord to help him. So the same way, when we see that we're not measuring up, you know, in faith, we'll go back to God and ask him to help us. Ask him to help us. Even the disciples of Jesus at the time had to tell him to increase their faith. We'll go to God and ask the Lord, you know, to help us remain in faith. Yes.
First of all, it says, the book shall not depart out of thy mouth. There is need for confession. We should confess that thing we believe. Even when the enemy is giving you all sorts of suggestions, confess what the word of God is saying about that situation. Then he says we should meditate on it. So you meditate, you spend time to meditate on the word of God, because you actually grasp the rhema, the power, as you keep meditating on that scripture. So it's not just enough that we read the scripture. You need to meditate on it and confess it.
Praise the Lord by confessing and meditating on the word of God.
Praise God.
Amen.
So I believe that based on James 2 verse 14 to 17, it was talking about faith without works. So somehow I just have a question then an answer. As they always say that faith without work is dead, and I believe there's a place for the word of God to direct us, then there's this thin line I believe is between the works and that our plan B. Like we have a plan B. So some people seem to paint that plan B as the work in faith.
It's not. That's an alternative, you know.
Yes.
It's not now that you're believing God, then you have an alternative.
Mm-hmm. Something like, she said something like Abraham. How Abraham has heard the word of God and then went on having Ishmael. So, in people's mind, that Ishmael is like the work.
No. Okay, what she is trying to say, you know, she's trying to say, you know, like when you say that faith without work is dead. Now, what work are we talking about? Is it you're trying to help out, you know, they say heaven help those that help themselves, which you know is not in the Bible and it's not even biblical. Now, is it that kind of work?
For example, God has promised you that, has said that you will have all things as, how do you put it? Seek ye the kingdom of God first, and all these things will be added unto you. So, because God has said all these things will be added unto you, don't go and help God by maybe going to pilfer money,
mm-hmm.
or going to do prostitution or mm-hmm. armed robbery because you want to fulfill that scripture. No. You know, there are some people that come to give their tithes. They are stealing, but they are giving tithes. They tell they are helping God. Mm-hmm. So, it's not like that. But when we are talking of the works, for example, as a student, you are believing God to help you in that exam.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you know that God will help you, you still have to read your books. You still have to do everything. In fact, we were sharing this Bible study in our zonal meeting, and a sister shared a testimony. She said that when she was in school, that she was reading and preparing for a particular exam, that exam was so important to her. She read and read. She felt tired. She let her sleep. Told them to wake her up. They didn't wake her up. So when she woke up, she was like, what's she going to do? And before she woke up, she said, while she was in that sleep, she said she had a dream where a hand went and opened the textbook at a particular place and turned another place, opened it, turned like three places in that textbook. So when she woke up, she was upset that they didn't wake her up. She said, okay, let me just read those portions that were open to me. Mind you, she has been preparing for this exam before, not that she was sleeping since. So, you know, this kind of last-minute reading. She said, okay, let her read those portions. She read those portions. And she said the questions that came out from those three portions that she read. So you can see somebody who has worked, she read her books. Not that she went and was sleeping and going to fellowship and coming back, going for evangelism and coming back and didn't read at all. So the works we are talking about is the actual, you are doing something. You are believing God that you are going to pay your school fee, or you are going to pay the school fees of your children. You are working. You are doing something. You are doing a particular work. That is the work that we are talking about.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know. So that is it. I think that explains it. It's not you're having an alternative, you know, to what the word of God says, and you say it's work. No. So we'll go to the next question. Question 6. Identify the various manifestations of faith and the impacts from these passages, Hebrews 11, 24 to 26, 32 to 39, and then Daniel 3, 16 to 36. You may not read. That one is too long. Yes.
24 to 26. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God, other than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward.
Yes.
Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 to 36, and it says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. But if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was filled of fury, and the expression of his face was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times more than it was to be heated, and he ordered certain mighty men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their mantles, their tunics, their hats, and their other garments, and they were cast into the burning fiery furnace. Because the king's order was strict, the furnace was hot. The flame of the fire sealed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell bound into the burning fiery furnace. The king Nebuchadnezzar was astonished and rose up in a haste. He said to his counselors, did we not cast three men into the fire? They answered, true, O king. He answered, but I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire. They are not hurt, and the appearance of the fourth is like the sons of the gods. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the door of the burning fiery furnace. He said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come forth and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out from the fire, and the satraps, the prefects, the governors, and the king's counselors gathered together and saw that the fire had not any power over the bodies of these men, and the hair of their heads was not singed, their mantles were not harmed, and no smell of fire had come upon them. Nebuchadnezzar said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him, and sent at the north the king's command, and yielded up their bodies rather than serve and worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree, and any people, nation, or language that speaks anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb by limb, and their houses laid in ruins, for there is no other God who is able to deliver in this way. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon.
Praise the Lord. Then we in that Hebrew, we didn't read 32 to 39. That is 16 to 30.
And what more shall I say? I do not have time to talk about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury flames, and escaped the edges of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in the battle and routed foreign armies. Women received their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released, so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskin and goatskin, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what has been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
Amen. So, can we identify the various manifestations of faith from the passages we read, and then the impact of those manifestations? You know, sometimes we think faith is about just receiving. I need 10 naira from God, and I pray that I have faith, and God gives me 10 naira. Is it just what faith is all about? She wants to talk.
In Daniel chapter 3, we are familiar with this story, how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down to the God that Nebuchadnezzar built. So, what I like in this passage is that they had faith, and even they told Nebuchadnezzar that their God is able to save them, and even if he doesn't save us, that they will not still bow down to this God. So I feel like we should still have faith, and even if God is not going to do it, we should still have faith regardless. And then the impact is that God saved them, and then Nebuchadnezzar made like everybody worship God and said that anybody that will worship any other God will be killed, and then their house will be set in ruins. So no matter what, we should have faith even in times of difficulties.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Any other?
Bruce, we saw also, just like she said, people who were tortured, people who went through all kinds of, we call it like brutality, for the sake of their faith, and they endured to the end. So let's always have it in the back of our mind that faith endures to the end, no matter what. Even if we will lose our life at the end, we propose in our heart that we get to the end, no matter what. Just like those three men said that even if God will not deliver us, this place that we are reading in the Bible, this is our Bible passage that we read, where we read today in Hebrew, was talking about those that were killed, those that were martyred, who were asking God, when will they be avenged? And God said that there are still more people, that the number has to be fulfilled, people who will still die from martyrdom. And the thing set me thinking, I was like, God is even planning that more people are going to be killed that way. So there is need for those of us that, unfortunately, we don't know who it is. No matter, you don't know whether you are the one that will be killed by martyrdom or not. But we just need to make up our mind that no matter what, I will follow God till the end. That's the faith we are talking about. Faith that endures to the end.
Praise the Lord. Yes, faith, there are so many manifestations. Faith to resist sin. Faith to resist Satan. Faith to stand in times of difficulty. Faith to stand in times of challenges. Faith, not to give up, no matter what the situation is, and no matter how long it lasts. Like our mommy said, faith that endures to the end, irrespective of what the result is. You believe God until the end. Like the people that Bible talks about in that Hebrews, many of them did not even receive what they believed God for. But they stood in faith. They believed God until the end. And their names were still listed as men and women of faith. Praise the Lord. And then the impact, like in the case of the three Hebrew boys, when they stood their ground, they refused to bow, at the end of the day, God delivered them. And then when Nebuchadnezzar saw the deliverance that God gave to them, he made the decree that nobody should worship any other God apart from the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, assuming they didn't stand until the end, that glory wouldn't have come to God. Praise the Lord. So if when we stand, irrespective of whatever challenge that's coming to us, at the end of the day, the name of the Lord will be glorified. It will bring men and women, into the kingdom of God, because they will see that there's a difference. Praise the Lord. So we're encouraged, to keep holding on to God, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, knowing that at the end of the day, that our faith will be rewarded. Praise the Lord. Then conclusion. We are called as believers to walk by faith and not by sight. When we do so, we will not only please God, but we will also obtain good report, like the saints before us. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Then our memory verse is taken from Hebrews 11:6. Can we take it together? But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Praise. Yes.
Praise God. My question is, okay, most of the time it's like, faith is if we are hoping for a long-term result. So what of during emergencies, like during an urgent situation, exercising faith in the face of fear, that point, okay, and trying to, should I call it, yes, managing your faith and how to exercise it at that certain point, because it's, you're just trying to make an instant decision at that point.
You know, on Sunday, we said, you know, the first point of call is, the first part of call is that, what is the word of God saying about that situation? A situation has come up. What does the word of God say about it? When you know what the word of God has said about it, then hold on to that word of God. You know, it's difficult to exercise faith when you do not know what the word of God is saying, what the mind of God is concerning the situation. So it's like you're guessing. And that is when fear, you know, will take a greater part of them. The person, praise the Lord. Can you just pray shortly? Just pray for us. Let's
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our precious Lord in heaven, we thank you for giving us your grace to study your word on faith. Abba Father, King of Kings, we pray for your grace to apply these things to our lives. Abba Father, King of Kings, that we will not just talk about it, and when opportunity presents itself for us to live it out, we cannot do it, O Lord. Abba Father, help us, O Lord God, that these things will become a reality for us. For in Jesus' name that we have prayed.
Amen.
Thank you, awesome God, for your word. Thank you, Almighty Father, for in Jesus' name that we have prayed.
Amen. I believe the Lord has really helped us. From Sunday, when we started the study on what faith is, we learned that faith is believing the word of God, the character of God, the promises of God, and then acting in line with what we believe. Like we said, that for us to exercise faith, we have to know what the word of God says. Meditate on it until the point that it registers in our heart, until we cannot be convinced otherwise. And then at that point, we naturally act on the word. And we, that same Sunday, we saw the basis of our faith, the word of God, the character of God, the personality of God, and the capacity of God to do what he has said he will do. And also, we saw how faith works, that faith works by love, works by good conscience, works by obedience, and works, you know, with action. That if we say we believe God, then we act in line with what we believe. And today, we looked at the characteristics of faith. We saw that faith works with hope. Perseverance. When we're walking in faith, we have to persevere. We have to persist. We don't give up, no matter how long it takes. We have peace. And then we walk in love. Praise the Lord. And then we also saw that there are things that affect our faith negatively, things that make our faith ineffective, like fear, doubt, double-mindedness, you know, challenges of life. And all that, unbelief, that the things that make our faith ineffective. And then how we strengthen our faith, studying the word of God, meditating on the word of God, confessing the word of God, irrespective of the situation. We don't talk in line with what we are seeing. We talk in line with what the word of God is saying. We confess it, and then we act in line with what we believe. You know, we make efforts to take in the word of God by hearing the word, and then by prayer as well. Praise the Lord. And then manifestations of faith. We saw there's so many manifestations. Because sometimes, you know, we think faith is all about receiving from God. You know, faith helps us to also stand in times of difficulty. It helps us to resist sin. It helps us to resist Satan. Like we saw in the case of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, they knew they shouldn't worship any other god. And there's, even though there was threat to their lives, but still they stood, they believed the Lord. And they so much believed him to the point that they said, even if God fails to deliver us, we know the right thing to do. We know the right thing is that we should not bow. And we will not bow. And at the end of the day, God delivered them. And not just that he delivered them, you know, the king himself had to say, no other person should worship any other god apart from the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The name of the Lord was glorified. So when we stand, in line with the word of God, we keep to our belief and maintain our faith in God, no matter the difficulty, no matter the challenges. At the end of the day, we will see that the name of the Lord will be glorified. You know, unlike if we allow all those things, you know, to make us deviate or to begin to do the things that we're meant not to do. We will see that it will instead of bringing glory to the name of the Lord, it will bring reproach to the name of the Lord. So we're encouraged, you know, to believe God, believe his word, and then stand, you know, on that and act in line with that. When we do so, like our theme says, we shall live by our faith. Our prayer is that the Lord will help us, you know, that it will not just end in the realm of just study. The Lord will help us day by day to begin to apply faith in our day-to-day activities. And we said that when the beginning of walking by faith is having a relationship with God, you know, that is the first thing we have to do, develop a relationship with God. So that if by now you have not made Jesus your personal Lord and Savior, this is the time to do so. Because it will be difficult to believe God and walk by faith when you do not have a relationship with him. The faith we exercise is from that relationship. Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray now and we're going to ask the Lord to help us. Let's ask him to help us to know him and to take him by his word. If he says he will do a thing, that we believe him that he will do it. There's this song that says, God says it, I believe it, that settles it. That he will bring us to the point where whatever he says, he settles every situation, irrespective of whatever we're seeing or whatever we're experiencing. But we'll hold on to him until the end. In the book of Hebrews, the Bible told us about men and women that believed God until the end, and God mentioned them, you know, in that hall of fame, among men and women that believed God and walked by faith. Can we pray? In Jesus' name. Our Father and our God, we thank you. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, for bringing, Lord God, your word to us. Father, Lord God, we want to walk by faith. Our Lord and our Father, we ask that you help us. Lord God, as we study your word, may you give us understanding. Lord, may you grant us the grace, Lord God Almighty, to believe you. That no matter, Lord God Almighty, what we are facing, the Father King of Glory will stand with you. Because we know that, Lord God, as you told us in your word, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Therefore, we can always boldly say that you are our helper, that we will not fear what man or any other thing, any circumstance can do to us. Lord, help us. And Lord God Almighty, O God, even as we go, we pray that King of Glory, your spirit will keep, Lord God Almighty, opening up your word to us. That King of Glory, Lord God, our life will keep bringing glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen.